And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have two individuals who are involved with AFS Student Exchange. Misty Jensen is from Wasilla. She's the Team Development Specialist for the Alaska chapter. She works with volunteers. And Chris Ann Rice is a Sitkin, a volunteer, and the Cluster Coordinator. Welcome to Morning Edition, Misty and Chris Ann.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, it's another International Student Exchange season. How many students do we have in town now?
We have five. We have four students with AFS representing the countries of Tajikistan, Paraguay, Germany, and Thailand. And then there is a Rotary Exchange student from Denmark.
So they recently arrived.
Some have been here 1 month, and the gentleman from Paraguay has been here for less than 2 weeks.
So what do these students go through while they're here? They attend school? They live with a host family? How does this work?
They are the cream of the crop from the applicants that come from their countries. Two of them, interestingly enough, are on a fully funded scholarship program by the State Department, the public diplomacy issue program. And just for an example, the girl from Tajikistan, my numbers aren't quite right, but of 51 students that were selected to go on exchange out of, I think it's close to 6,000 that started applying, that started early in the application process. So really interesting students. They are expected to be premier ambassadors of their cultures, their countries, their families, and are here to jump into Sitka, like head first, which they have, go to school, do well in school, participate in after-school activities. Some of them are volunteering 100 hours or more this year. They are here to learn about who we are as a community and as a country.
Now, AFS Student Exchange goes both ways. So we bring students into our community, and we're also hoping that Sitka students will leave and go do an exchange as well. Correct, Misty?
Absolutely. We have a variety of sending programs that students and families can choose from. One of those is the most common and popular, and that's the year-long academic exchange, like the students who are in Sitka this year. But there are also semester programs, and we actually have a student at Sitka that was in Costa Rica last year, and had an opportunity to spend time with her this week. She's been helping do presentations in the classrooms. And then we also have short-term experiences called Global Prep. And the idea behind that is more to give students a taste of traveling, sort of a sense of what it's like to be in another culture. So it gets them excited about that. It is certainly not the language program or the assimilation into a culture that you would experience with a semester or a year-long program, but still great opportunities. And there are lots of scholarships available for students and opportunities to fundraise to help pay for these. So we really want kids to have an opportunity to do this. We don't ever want money to be a factor in that. So, and the volunteers here in Sitka are here to support the families through the process if it's something that they're interested in doing.
So avenues for the community to become involved in this whole program. If you're a Sitka student, you're interested, apply to become an exchange student, to be involved in any of these programs. If you're a family considering hosting an exchange student, you can do that as well. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of how to connect, let's talk a bit about why you two are involved. Now, you've been doing this for quite a while. What moves you to be involved in AFS, either Misty or Chris Ann?
Well, I actually became involved with AFS Exchange when I was only a junior in high school. No, sophomore. We had a boy from Denmark who was an AFS student, and he also became my first boyfriend. And then the following year, when I was a junior, we hosted an exchange student from England. And She is still very close to me to this day. She was in my wedding. She has come back and lived with my mom for a couple of years. But and I loved learning about their culture so much that I did a semester abroad in college. And after college, I jumped into a position much like the one I'm in now, but on a local level in Wasilla. So I've had about 15 years professionally in foreign exchange, and this is a new job to me with AFS. I'm just so impressed with the organization. It's volunteer-based. And really, my job is to kind of stand behind the volunteers, stay out of their way, but say, do you need anything? Can I help you? And just to help develop those teams.
Now, Chrisanne, you're one of those volunteers. You've been a host family yourself.
We've been a host family, and why I became involved with pre-exchange experience was I traveled a lot before marriage and before children in very poor countries, China, Pakistan, Nepal, India, to name a few. And I was always struck by how interesting people were, how different they were from me. And I was exposed to a lot of extreme poverty. And so many times people were so generous with me, even with a smile. And I guess I have a passion for intercultural work and traveling and not the five-star resort stuff. And so to me, becoming involved in exchange is a way to promote understanding among different cultures. We're in it together more and more so. It's one little globe hanging in the sky. And people genuinely, you know, that people like us, we're good people, as everyone is around the country, so or around the world. So we've hosted these three or four times with Rotary and AFS, and I've just gotten to know so many kids, and I'm in communication with most of them, and I can't wait to go travel, stop working, and go travel and visit them.
Do you think hosting these kids has changed your family or changed your outlook?
Oh, totally. I mean, we have two girls, Mamie and Leon. Our first exchange student, Els from Belgium, the girls were young, I think 3 and 5. And man, they had a big sister. They were in her lap reading bedtime stories. They still have the beach towel of Ariel from whatever that Disney movie is, because they were in love with it. We can't give that one to the YD yet. tolerance and understanding, big time. So they both are in school, and they want to travel in their careers, too. So I'm confident that that had a perspective in how it shaped them.
Misty and Chrisanne, you've both, I assume, talked to many Alaskan exchange students who've left the country. And are there any stories in particular that speak to you about, you know, how impactful this kind of experience can be? Any stories from Alaskan students or Sitka students who've gone out?
I'm not familiar with Sitka students, but there was this one boy who said that he could never possibly compare his year abroad to anything he's done in his life. He said, prom night, you know, that was cool. It was a nice night. But he had a year abroad in a town that welcomed him. He learned about a whole new culture, gained a whole new family, made a ton of friends, and completely changed his worldview. And that really was my experience as well. It opened 1,000 doors for me that I never would have even known were there. And like Chrisanne, I've hosted when my daughters were very young. They're 12 and 15 now, and they are both studying Russian, and my daughter's studying Japanese, and they just have this very world view. Mm-hmm. If I talk about countries like Thailand, they can tell you about the culture in Thailand. And that's, you know, it's a whole different perspective to open up for kids. And a lot of people think, well, I can't host because I'm a single, you know, woman, or my kids are all grown and they're all off to college, so I can't host, or I'm too young. But really, hosting is for anybody, and it is a life-changing experience. And I really do highly recommend it. I got to meet the host families last night here in Sitka, and they're just having a great time. Mm-hmm. It was so fun to watch them laughing and joking around with their students. It's a great opportunity.
Well, you're holding an informational meeting this evening for families interested in hosting, perhaps students interested in becoming exchange students. Tell us a bit about what's happening tonight.
That is going to be held from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the Sitka High School library, and it's very casual. Just kind of a chance to talk to the students, get to know a little bit more about sending, and opportunities to be a host family. Just basic information, no pressure, just an opportunity to meet the kids and get to know more about foreign exchange.
Okay, is there a number people can use to contact you?
You can call, the best way really is mm-hmm. to go to the website, which is www.afsusa.org. And there are any amount of numbers to call for AFS, and then they will transfer you on to the local coordinators here okay. so that you don't need to remember local telephone numbers.
Okay. Wow, wonderful. We are unfortunately out of time.
Okay.
Thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
I've been speaking with Misty Jensen and Chris Ann Rice with AFS Student Exchange.